some nice, pleasant, joy-inducing words from Jesus this morning. You hypocrites, you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. It is kind of jolting and shocking sometimes when we allow the reality of Jesus' words to penetrate our minds and our hearts. And that sometimes this image that we create of Jesus may not be the full image. And so passages like this help to kind of purify the image of Christ and to always know that God is love. And so even as he says these harsh words to the Pharisees and in reality to each one of us, he's doing so from a posture of love, calling us back to the truth. And maybe an examination of why we do the things that we do. Where is our heart as we respond to the invitation and the commands and the traditions of our faith? Is this simply something that we go through because it's what we do? Or do we truly enter into the reality of God's love, and all of our pious practices and traditions are part of that unfolding of God's love for us? And so let us allow the sting of Jesus' words to purify us. And then what can we say today about Our Lady of Lourdes? You know, so in 1858, between February 11th and July 16th, which is the feast of the Our Lady of Mount Carmel, the brown scapular, Our Lady appeared to little Bernadette, many different messages. But on March 25th, she identified herself as the Immaculate Conception. Just 4 years after the Holy Father had declared the dogma. So this young, uneducated girl, you know, before Twitter and Facebook and whatever else, 24-hour news, somehow she was able to articulate these words, "I am the Immaculate Conception," just kind of as proof that the apparitions were true. And in one of the apparitions, Our Lady asked her to dig a well, dig a spring in the dirt, and at first there was nothing, but then eventually people were coming and being healed, and even today the fountain of living water is still flowing. There have been over, I think, 70 documented miraculous healings, like scientifically proven documented miracles, but hundreds of other undocumented but well-known healings taking place from this water that, when tested, is just natural, nothing spectacular water. But if we remember the words of Jesus in John's Gospel, about the font of living water, the Holy Spirit, which will well up within us and be overflowing, we can say our Blessed Mother is the spouse of the Holy Spirit. So it makes sense that this font of living water flows. And so we turn to her with confidence, with humble confidence, and trusting in her maternal care and protection and intercession, and especially today for all those who are sick in soul, mind, and body, for their healing. And that through the love of God, which is made manifest to us through the Church and her practices, we all may come to a deeper knowledge of Christ and his love for us, so that we don't honor him simply with our lips, but with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength as well.